Hi everyone, welcome back to the Daily Dixon Girl podcast. We will be touching on a very important subject, eating disorders, my own story, and my neighbor's. Her daughter with an eating disorder and a son with cystic fibrosis. Welcome Nan Graham. Nan, do you agree that eating disorders are issues of losing control?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any question about that. Losing control to the teenager is critical. They have control over so few things. I mean, you figure you've lost control over what you do, when you do it, how you do it. And so control is kind of the key to the whole thing, I think.
Yes, exactly. With eating disorders, you can control how much you're eating, how much weight you're losing, and how much you're restricting. Now, your daughter, Molly, was a big swimmer, correct?
Yes, she was an excellent swimmer. She won every meet she ever entered.
And how did that play into her eating disorder?
Well, she really was not able to go into the competition the way she wanted to. We couldn't take her to swim meets that were out of town or in the regional swim meets because there had to be somebody there to take care of the physical therapy with my son who had cystic fibrosis. So she did not have that opportunity, and I didn't even know about this until she was an adult.
So she did not tell you that she missed swimming until she was an adult?
No. That long, long silence there on that, and it came as quite a shock to me. I was very sad and sorry to hear about that.
I feel like with a person who has an eating disorder, it's very hard to talk to my mom about missing dance, because I went to a performance last night with my friends, and all I could think of was, I want to be on that stage. I want to be dancing, giving my friends that look that we're going to push through together. We're going to get through that last performance. But now that that's taken away from me, I just don't know how to tell my mom. I don't have the heart to exactly, or else I know that she'll feel like everything's her fault. She should have caught it earlier. Did you ever have any felt like that?
Absolutely. Almost all the time, actually.
Yeah. Now, social media wasn't big back then, or was it even there?
My darling, there was no social media back then. There were no cell phones. There was no social media. TV, movies, radio, magazines, that was kind of the dictation that we got from the outside world about how we should look and what we should be.
So our social media, like Instagram and Snapchat, was your magazines?
Yes. We just didn't have the same, it was a different kind of connection to the outside world.
Yeah. So I went to the hospital last summer, when I was diagnosed. Did Molly ever go to a hospital?
She went to the hospital to talk to a specialist in the eating disorder area, but she would come home and then we would try to work out what the doctors instructed us to do at home, and it was tough.
Yeah. Did you ever have a certain time when you noticed something was really wrong?
I'll never forget it as long as I live. We had gone shopping for a sundress, and we were in the very nice shop, and she tried on a sundress and came out of the dressing room and turned around, and I was so stunned. I can't even tell you. She was a scarecrow in a sundress. I was horrified.
My mom was the exact same way. I would come home in leotards after dancing, and I'd try and cover up so much because I knew that I was all bony and I didn't want my mom to see. I was very closed off to her, and I think when she finally saw it, it will forever be ingrained in her.
It's a shock.
Now, I definitely feel like I had more help than Molly did, because I was stuck in a hospital and we knew so much more about it.
This is true.
So did she have ever a hard time? Did she ever try and go back into her old ways of her eating disorder?
No, she really didn't. She did pretty well on the regimen that we had, and she was just a very fortunate child, I think, to be able to get through it as smoothly as she did. It was bumpy along the way, but we did manage to come out the other end.
Yes, that's exactly that. Well, that's all that matters, that you came out strong. Well, thank you so much, Nan, for joining us, and thank you for teaching us about your story, and it really meant a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Caroline.